Welcome back to Coastline. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis Hilburn, and with me in the studio once again, New Hanover County Commissioners Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. We're talking about the issues that are likely to come before them this year, including those our guests would like to see addressed. If you have a question or comment for them, give us a call at 910-343-1138 or send an email to coastline@whqr.org. Diana, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Yes, I was wondering what our future plans are for the, and I don't think this is the official name, the trash burning plant. It's something that...
You're talking about the incinerator.
You got it.
That was decommissioned. Would that be the proper word? Skip Watkins.
Diana?
Yeah.
Is it Diana?
Yes.
Thanks
yes,
for calling.
Is.
Well, the incinerator no longer exists. Rob and I took a tour out there during the campaign with other candidates, and you'll be glad to know that it is being dismantled, and that particular area, I think, is being targeted for their recycling. Is that not correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So it's gone. Mm-hmm.
And go ahead, Diana.
So what's going to happen to our trash? Or I thought I heard we were going to take it to Sampson County. Is that
And Rob Zappel, this is an issue that has been near and dear to your heart. Why don't you take that one?
Diana, you're absolutely correct, and thank you for following your county government and what's happening around you. There was a proposal that was back in June that was brought forward to the county commissioners to ship our solid waste up to one of the proposals, either Sampson County or out to Robeson County. Those proposals died because of a 2-2 vote, and thus nothing happened. What has happened in the meantime, or actually has been happening all along, the excellent work of our county staff, headed by Joe Salaman of the environmental management team, they have put together a proposal and enacted it by increasing the amount of recycling and the reuse and redistribution of our solid waste stream as it comes in, so that we can reduce the amount that goes into our landfill. They've actually created a plan that sees at least another 75 to 100 years of use in our existing landfill, which really helps us control our own destiny. And again, we take responsibility here in New Hanover County for what we produce. I encourage all those measures and even more.
Just to follow up on that point, Rob, we have some decades left in the use of the county landfill. Mm-hmm. But there is some long-term planning that still needs to happen. Is mm-hmm. that likely to come up before commissioners? Mm-hmm. Skip Watkins?
Well, Rob and I actually had an agenda meeting yesterday, and we had a private conversation on this very topic. Mm-hmm. I'm a big recycler. We when the recycling came to Wilmington, City of Wilmington, we had the little bitty box. Now we've got the big, 25, 30-gallon container, and our personal trash has decreased over 50%. There's a commodity price. There's a value in that. One of my goals, personal goals, is see recycling countywide. I talked to Joe yesterday, as a matter of fact, and we have sites that you can go drop off. As it stands right now, if the City of Wilmington would assist us, we could institute, including the bins, that countywide process, residential, for $80,000 a year more than we currently operate the drop-off site.
So you're talking about curbside countywide recycling. That's what residents in the City of Wilmington have right now.
Hopefully,
but
that is a goal.
But you're saying that it's possible to extend that to all the residents of the county.
It is a very feasible, and it's going to be something I push. When you come to my office, and my wife Valerie bought me a little pen holder. It looks like a recycling bin. But to also answer your question, Rachel, further, one of my personal goals is I think we need to really focus on our local landfill for 5 or 6 years and get recycling under control, and it's ours. We can own it. And then maybe revisit, because there is validity that how long do we wait before we carry it somewhere else. So we got to take care of home first. And if we get recycling, I might be more interested in looking at the potential to extend our life.
Diana, thanks so much for your call.
Rachel, can I? Go ahead.
We have Ed from Wilmington on the air. Ed, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air. And we're speeding along because we only have about 14 minutes left, and there are 1,000 issues that we still need to get to. Ed, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much for having me on. For me, the Titan issue, there's an 800-pound gorilla that has not been addressed, at least to what I think is a good place. And that's the Roanoke, Virginia Titan plant. We lived there in the early 80s, and the elementary school my daughter went to was in the shadow of that plant. There are doctors and dentists and attorneys and tremendous number of smart, educated people within a 10-mile radius of that plant, and there are absolutely no problems, maybe very minor violations. The Roanoke River is pristine. Smith Mountain Lake that it flows into is gorgeous. And it is beyond me why we believe that we're going to have some horrific, catastrophic event that's going to ruin our beautiful coast.
And Ed, you're actually echoing. I think there was a local TV station that went to Roanoke, Virginia several years ago, and this was kind of when the awareness of Stop Titan was peaking in this community. And they walked around and were hard-pressed to find anyone that would say anything negative about the cement plant in that community.
That's correct. And they, in fact, said, if you don't want them, please send them here.
Okay. Ed, thanks so much for your call. Rob Zappel?
Ed, I know that you're, it sounds like you've been tracking this. So I appreciate your interest in what's going on around you. I am looking forward to, and I'm sure you are too as well, to the environmental impact statement that's being drawn up currently by the Corps of Engineers, you know, in Raleigh, that will be presented as one of the next steps for the Titan permit approval. Included in there, they will address in the environmental impact statement, which is often known as an EIS, will be the air and water quality issues. And I know for one, I'll be very interested to see how they answer the discussion of the aquifers that are up. That's the Castlehaine Aquifer and the Petey Aquifer, which are both affected through the mining portion of the proposed Titan plant. Our aquifers, of which we have two major ones, are a tremendous asset, a natural resource that we have, you know, here in New Hanover County, and we're really blessed in many ways to have that resource. And it's something that I keenly, and I think everybody, wants to protect.
And I'll let you respond to this. We have a related email. This comes from Rick, and he says, clearly the vast majority of residents in Wilmington and New Hanover, Pender, and Brunswick counties are strongly opposed to the Titan cement plant. The environmental and health repercussions, not to mention economic negatives, of allowing this project to go forward will do great harm to this area. This is something that we hear a lot at WHQR from the community. Why won't the New Hanover County Commissioners come out in favor of reversing the disastrous secret decision to invite Titan made by the past board of New Hanover County? To both Mr. Zappel, and I guess this is his specific question, Mr. Zappel and Mr. Watkins, what is your personal official position on this?
May I?
Please, Skip Watkins.
First of all, Ed, the previous caller, current caller, I commend you, Ed, and whether it's about Titan, whether it's about the bonds or whatever, I encourage your participation at the board meetings, and we'd love to have you come sign in and speak. Okay, the Titan issue, when it comes to special use permit or any other, is considered a quasi-judicial process. Should Mr. Zappel or myself express our opinion publicly, we may be forced to recuse ourselves in the decision-making process. That's my
understanding. You mean when and if the and special use permit comes before
forth.
The County Board of Commissioners?
Comes forth.
If the two of you are on record previously as having a position, you will no longer be considered.
We could be forced to recuse ourselves. And whether it's Titan, whether it's a modification to a existing zoning, we're judges, and therefore a judge cannot express his opinion.
And this we've heard this from our listeners a lot. Yeah. Why won't politicians come out unequivocally, either for or against Titan? Mm-hmm. And this is why. And I think it's hard sometimes for people to understand.
Yes.
Rob Zappel.
Rick, I just want to our caller, Rick, again, thank you for looking into this and expressing your view on this radio show and throughout the community. Again, I would encourage you to take a strong and hard look at the EIS document that'll be coming forward, as well as all the other permitting documents that have gone forward as well. In them, fortunately or unfortunately, the way it's often reported, it's either thumbs up or thumbs down. But the truth is that there is tremendous amounts of information in there of which I've tried to educate myself completely about, and I would appreciate your help and anyone else who can hear my voice in looking at it to see the pros and the cons of this. After all, Titan is a company like any other company. I'm a builder. I certainly use cement in my work that I do on a daily basis. But there are a lot of other concerns, and we have a lot of state and federal agencies and local agencies looking into this. please dive into those. Learn, you know, take a look at the pros and the cons. Let's bring them forward and have a good, vigorous public debate about it.
New Hanover County's comprehensive plan, phase two, is getting ready to launch, I think, at the end of this month. And we may be talking about that on Coastline. I think your chairman, Jonathan Barfield, is going to join us for a discussion about that. Okay. What is the New Hanover County comprehensive plan? I think a lot of our listeners haven't really understood this or heard about it. What is it? What's the goal?
The comprehensive plan, headed up by county staff planner Jennifer Rigby, has been, I guess now it's an 18-month and will probably be a full 2 years of a look throughout our entire community. And I'm sure that most everybody that's listening to us today received a notice or heard about it in the newspaper of being able to participate in your local community. There have been a number of different meetings throughout the different neighborhoods and throughout our entire county. It's to get a comprehensive look as to what's happening in your community, what are the plans or what would you like to see in your community, what works in your neighborhood, and everything from infrastructure to the plans that you have for the future, building-wise, et cetera, to get as much public input as possible.
And then, what will people do with the public input? Where does that go? And what's going to be the final result?
That's what we're waiting to see, as you say, in the rollout, that has all been compiled, and there's a set of priority lists as laid out by the essential voting that's been happening by the public in these public meetings. And there'll be a set of priorities that'll be brought forward when it is rolled out to the public officials. We'll take a look at it, add our own thoughts, et cetera, and then from there start to put, and this is where it gets very difficult, to put dollars to each one of those issues that are there and to see what we can do to make our community better and, most importantly, plan for the future. Remember, we live in the fastest growing region in North Carolina. 50,000 more people are projected to move into our county in the next 10 years. We need to plan now. And thank you, Jennifer Rigby, for sticking with this and making this a good comprehensive plan.
Last year, the Garner Report was published. This was an economic development report that was commissioned by the county, paid for by the county. And Skip Watkins, I think you alluded to one of the recommendations earlier in the show, but what recommendations came from that that you support, that you would really like to see implemented? And where, on which of those recommendations can you cooperate with the city of Wilmington on?
Yeah, one of the big ones for me is service consolidation. Again, we're the second smallest county in the state, one of the highest dense population. People argue number one, number three, you know, we're up there. We're already looking at fire services being merged. Parks and rec for the city and parks for the county are a natural fit. I do think that, so that was one of the things, whether we could get to a governmental consolidation. We've had that, you know, we danced with that three or four times in the last 20 years. So I think the service consolidation, I will tell you that speaking with the fire department from both sides, they did not see, both city and county, they did not see an immediate savings, but they did see long term. But also, we just have more men and women in uniform and trucks helping us. So I think it's a natural fit. Also, I do believe one of the top things from the Garner report was to eliminate and or modify the special use permit process. That was, I don't think you'll ever see the elimination of it. But I do think that the modification needs a timeline. I think all parties agree on that, so that that a petitioner knows when and where things are going to happen. But the special use permit process for me is an economic, it's almost like right now we have one of the most stringent, and to some people it seems we may have a closed for business sign on the county.
And you see the special use permit as being that sign. If you were king of the world, Skip Watkins, would you just do away with the SUP?
No, I wouldn't. But I would modify it according to the previous recommendations that the county planning put forth.
Okay, Rob Zappel.
We'll come back to the SUP in just a second.
Recommendations from the Garner report.
Yes.
What do you support?
I am very keen on the expansion of water and sewer to the 421 corridor, which is that area that's the 421 that goes on the other side of the Cape Fear River, getting water and sewer, which the plans are already in place and the funding is there, so that we can bring water and sewer underneath the Cape Fear River so that we can begin to actually provide utilities to what has already been zoned as for industry, and it's never been really able to take off so that we can have site ready or shovel ready, whatever you want to call it, sites that we can market here, to bring more, businesses, appropriate businesses along that corridor.
Appropriate businesses.
That's correct.
What does that mean?
Well, it kind of ties into the special use permit process. I don't see the special use permit process as a negative. I see it as a positive because those companies that are already here and those who are looking to here also look to see what kind of mechanisms do we have to prevent inappropriate businesses from slamming up against each other or up against residential areas here. The special use permit process, when handled and, yes, when modified, which I support many of the modifications, but it is an important document that I support.
Okay, just less than a couple minutes left. Tell us something we don't know. What are we likely to see come up this year at the county level or something that will affect the Cape Fear region that we haven't talked about? Skip Watkins.
Wow. I defer to Mr. Zappel. I'll think about it.
Rob Zappel.
What a nice curveball. And I'll tell you where it's going to start with. You're going to start seeing a county commission that's going to have five members who are going to talk together. We are going to work together. We will not agree on everything. But by golly, the last 2 years, that has not happened. And we are going to make sure that happens.
All right. And Skip, you mentioned earlier that the two of you have become good friends.
Yes, we have.
One a Democrat, one a Republican, even though you'll often disagree. So we'll look for some.
I don't hold that against him.
We'll look for some healthy civil discourse here, and maybe you can teach us all something along those lines. Mm-hmm. That's this edition of Coastline. I'd like to thank our guests, Skip Watkins and Rob Zappel. Thanks also to you, our listeners, those of you who called in and emailed your comments. I'm your host, Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Join us next week when we talk with the CEO of Vertex, Don Croteau, and District Attorney Ben David. That's next Wednesday at noon here on HQR News 91.3 FM. Coastline's executive producer is Cleve Callison. Our producer is Ken Campbell. Isabel Shepherd is our phone screener and master tweeter. Alexa Doran is our promotion specialist. The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of our listeners and guests and not necessarily of WHQR Public Radio or our licensee, Friends of Public Radio. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.